Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
And this is the Lawn Bowl Show, sponsored and conducted by Phil Fechner.
Just quickly, Rick, I did mention it last week, a few ins and outs of some of the teams around the Barossa League.
You're out now.
I've got a... Well, could be after yesterday, but that's another story. No, I just had a couple others that I had missed out on, and... we got Sean Knight coming back to Kapunda from Salisbury. David Moat from, I believe it's Lobeth away in the hills. He's going back to Kapunda. And now Ian Greenshields this week signed from Salisbury to Kapunda. So there's three good ins there. And quickly, we've got at Angaston, we've got Alan Northcott signing up there too, along with his brother, who's been there for a couple of years. Jono Voigt's dad. He signed up there, and Andrew Swain from Tanunda comes across as well. Is just a few more that I found out during the week, Rick.
Gee, it sounds as though there's more movement there than there is.
More movement in bowls than you cannot believe. Honestly, it is just unbelievable.
What is the reason for that?
Just, I don't know. That some of those guys are coming back from, playing in town and perhaps want to go back to a country club. And we played Kapunda on the weekend, Rick.
Yes, how'd you go?
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun, yeah. So it was a good social day. So, yeah, that's about it on the bowls front for this week, Rick.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, it seems to me that your form on social days is the highlight. Is that right?
When there's no pressure, is that what you're saying?
No, you can interpret that whichever way you choose.
All right, okay. What's our next topic, Rick? Barossa Light Footy, was it?
Barossa Light Footy Finals.
Grand Final is done and dusted in beautiful sunny conditions up there at Angaston, wasn't it, Rick?
I have never, ever, this is a big call, I have never seen, except in my schoolboy days at Scotch College, an oval messier, muddier, wetter, watering than Angaston Oval was on Saturday.
Because it didn't look bad. I watched, I watched the replay of it, and it didn't look bad on there, but then the commentators were saying it was ankle-deep mud over that one side.
Well, the reason it looked green is because they hadn't been able to cut the grass, and so there was a false image.
I saw a tractor in the forward pocket bog.
Yeah, that may well be so. It was sad because... as I think I've expressed on the show before, I like it when not only do the two minor round top teams play in the grand final, but probably more often than not, justice is seen to be done. Now, taking away nothing from the successful sides, and it would probably be true to say that the only result that where I would see justice not done was the A grade. The B grade got there just, and the under 17s and under 15s were justifiably.
Well, them both, yep.
My argument is that those conditions reduce skill levels, count for nothing.
Yep.
It's just who can bog in and literally get the ball and find it. And they say that you generate your own luck, and to a degree that's true, I believe, but it's that lucky kick off the side of the boot that either falls.
Yeah, was it Norton? Yeah, I think that one in the centre there.
Yeah.
And straight on the chest of the guy, and he kicked, I think he ended up kicking the goal.
He did.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can say, gee, that's great football, but you can say it's pure luck.
Yeah.
The other thing, and you may, being the qualified expert in this area, the other thing is that we all know, on a fine day, wet day, any other day, every decision an umpire makes is basically an interpretation. And in the bog, in pack after pack after whatever, those decisions, not only are there more of them, but they're open to do interpretation as well. Yep. And so, you can only say Newry won the day and won it comfortably. I think South panicked a bit early.
I think they did. A couple undisciplined acts early, which cost, I think, two out of the first three goals, I think, was undisciplined acts from South.
They went with supposedly the favoured end, Newry. They've kicked 5-4, and two of those goals were from frees, one of which was an advantage free.
Yep.
And James, the big fella, he sent off with a totally ill-disciplined performance. Mm. And so really, in those conditions, 5-4 to 1-1 at quarter time, the game was over.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was that was the end of the penny section.
And, you know, an indication of the ground conditions, bearing in mind they were clearly the best two sides in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you take away the score from quarter time, Newry have kicked two goals in the last three quarters and South have kicked three.
Yeah, yep.
Now, if you quickly go and look, I mean, this is the other incredible indicator. Reserves final score 1-9 to 1-2.
Oh, would have been a humdinger ring dinger.
Thank God.
Should have gone just for the B grade to watch the Bs.
Oh, thank heavens I didn't have to write that one up. The under 15s, 4-3 to 4-1.
Yeah.
I did write that up. And it was an interesting game purely because it was close.
Yeah.
And Williston, you can argue one way or the other, but they were the top team clearly. And so they won. Under 17s, 4-5 to 6 points. So a total to 4 complete games of football, 25 goals kicked for the day, 6 goals per team, 6 goals per match.
Wow.
It was sad, but anyway.
Sounds like the ladies' comp. Can I say that?
Oh, hang on. No, that's too many goals.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. B&G finals
there
over.
There you go, yeah. Brad Hopner, he was BOG for the A grade.
Yes.
Very good footballer. Actually won a medal this year, fly in, fly out, up in Olympic Dam.
Correct.
So he was an association medalist. He's a not a Schlitter. I can't remember whose medal. It doesn't matter. They're best on ground. So that's a big year for him and a premiership under his belt. Well, just wind the – sorry, Rick. I'll quickly wind the show back 2 or 3 months ago. We've wound it back. What was that tip that I made? Newry will beat South, wasn't it?
I think you
in
did.
The grand final.
Yeah. I was silly enough to think that it'd be in sunny, clear conditions.
So would have I. And you would expect that.
They're still looking for the bloke who put the sprinkler on Eastern Oval.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Quickly, while we're on the footy, been asked to mention by one of our valued listeners about Trinity Old Scholars, undefeated this year in the Amateur League.
Incredible.
So they go up, had 2 or 3 youngish lads from the Barossa playing up there. The Matters boys from Kapunda, good footballers. And they had big Tyson Duffield this year from Gawler Central, big ruckman. Tyson used to help me in some of my umpiring decisions when he thought I got him wrong. Good lad, though. We had a bit of a laugh.
He spoke to me that he thought that you were so incompetent that you needed
He was very advice. Good at giving me a hand, anyhow. And quickly, my old side in the hills, Scumaraka, 2 premierships in 4 years up there. They went top again. So only by a few points over Kangarilla. So that's about all on that.
Yep.
Rick, what do we got next on our run?
2 Worlds, back-to-back premiers.
2 Worlds, back-to-back. Caleb Edmead is the coach out there.
Yeah.
Very good footballer himself, played league footy.
Now, you've got some cricket and netball news.
Just, look, I've just another valued listener has just sort of whispered in my ear.
Yes.
Her grandson, Henry Gogol, from Tanunda, he's got a scholarship at Trinity. And that could lead on to possible a state selection down the track. Playing out of the Northern Jets as a fast bowler. So Timmy Nielsen,
well,
better look out.
Yeah. Timmy Nielsen, get hold of him. He'll be in the Australian side within weeks.
If he gets under Tim Nielsen's wing, anything could happen.
Anything
young Henry.
Could happen.
Yep. Quickly, and his sister.
Cricket as well?
No, or probably could. By the sound of it, very talented because she has played netball for the first year of netball.
Yes.
For Tanunda.
Yes.
Best and fairest for Tanunda.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Not only that.
What?
Association best and fairest.
What is she?
First year.
6 foot four.
I don't know the young girl. No. But congratulations. Good on her.
Gee, first
year. So there you go.
What
so
age wanna... group was that? Do you know that?
No, or? I don't know. You've thrown me up that one.
Well, you didn't ask.
No, well, Henry's under 15s at Tanunda, I think his sister's younger.
Right, so there you go.
But yep. that's just a real good story, I reckon.
Congratulations to both of them.
Yeah.
And that's lovely to hear about young sports people. And, I mean, we all enjoy reward, and it seems as though they're getting reward for their efforts. Well done.
Yep.
Brownlow medal.
Brownlow medal. Who won it again? No, Patrick Cripps. A little bit controversial, really, Rick.
A little bit.
Well, he used the courts to get off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, round 21 when he got reported, and I think he actually got suspended, didn't he?
When you've actually rendered a bloke unconscious, didn't he?
He's come around, though, now.
See?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think the problem is that they've become oversensitive with high head tackles. And, I mean, the only way you're going to stop this debate... because it's going to happen again.
Mm.
It just so happens that it's highlighted the inconsistency because a bloke has been found guilty and then found not guilty and won the Brownlow. That's like the trifecta.
Yep.
The only way you're going to stop debate, rightly, wrongly or indifferently, is simply to say any contact from shoulder upwards, suspension. Fair, unfair, whatever, because this is just going to happen every season. What do you think?
I'm not sure what the answer is, but I think he should have been, seeing the incident, he should have been suspended and that should have been it. But nowadays you can get the lawyers to fight this and to fight that.
You've got, and we're not allowed to say QCs any longer,
no,
you've got
say.
KCs.
Oh, okay.
King's Councils, who, you know.
The Sunshine Band, didn't they?
Well, yeah. KC. Very good. For a non-rock.
Non-music,
yeah. For a non-rock and roller, you're doing very well. I mean, the problem is that we've lost the plot that. We're talking about football or cricket or marbles associations, not legal courts of law, and yet we're pulling in all these lawyers to defend people.
I know. And then he ended up getting best on ground in the last game. I can't remember the second last game.
Well, he shouldn't have been playing it.
No, that's right. He would have been suspended.
Anyway.
Lockie Neal's medal it would have been. But anyway. He's won it, and that's it. So,
I mean, personally, and this is getting a bit political, but when you know, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. Okay, he has now been on appeal found not guilty, but I reckon Watson should go back over having his Brownlow taken away.
Yeah, that's
and perhaps
right.
appeal as well.
Yeah, I know. That's right. I don't know. Don't know. I'm not too sure. I mean, you even go to the amateur league, that the big ruckman, Jesse White from Broadview.
Yeah.
He appealed. He went to the
amateur.
He went to one of those big lawyers as well, and he got off. So
everything's sort of.
But anyway, that's the way it is. That's life nowadays.
So I think what we ought to do is, while we're on the AFL, let's hear your tip for the AFL Premiership.
Geelong by 26.
Geelong by 26.
Yep, Geelong by 26.
Well, my tip is Sydney by 13.
Sydney by 13. We know how your tips are gone this year, Rick.
But there is, hang on, philosophically, I'm due to get one right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, though. Who's your best on ground?
Best on ground.
Now I've got to think of this too.
Gee, you've asked that question without notice.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
I might go somebody like Jeremy Cameron. He's had a sensation. Not a big fan of his, but he's had a sensational year. Polled very well in the Brownlow too.
Yeah, I'll go Buddy Franklin.
Buddy?
Yeah, Buddy's going to kick four, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon Cameron will do the same. And take the medal. Quickly on the AFL, Jez McLennan, he's a Tanunda junior.
Yes.
Been up at the Suns for, must be four or five seasons. Hasn't played an AFL game.
No.
played a lot of the reserves. Watched the game the other day. Played very well out of the back pocket for the Suns. And I think it's a prelim final. And he has been delisted. So whether he comes back to Centrals now, I'm not too sure. So
I mean, with all due respect, and I don't know the bloke from Bar of Soap. But
can
I
play.
I will, yep. Well, I was going to say, if he can't get an A-grade game for the Suns, then can he really play?
They've done all right about midfield this year.
I mean, he may well be a Sandfall, a second. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, he's not going to get picked up by another AFL club.
No, I think his AFL days are probably gone. But I think he only played two or three league games at Centrals, and then he got drafted. And that's the way it is these days. Yeah. You've got that many SANFL guys over there you don't even know, you've never heard of. So.
Now, I think we can't ignore the Hawthorn saga. We were only
happened?
It seems to have, I think Alistair Clarkson's lost a little bit of his gloss.
We really don't know
yet. Well, we don't. It is alleged.
Yeah. But if it is all true what they're saying, I think Alistair and Fagan they're gone.
Well,
they are gone.
I should have prefaced what I said by saying it is alleged, and that's the best we can say, and we will not enter the debate. But you are 110% correct. If the allegations are proved to be true, they do not have a future.
No,
either of them in the AFL.
It's looks like they're going outside of the AFL to do the inquiry, which is the only way. I think that's what the sack had done, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there is only one problem.
What's that?
If you go outside, you've got to act on the advice that you give.
Don't you just file it away like every other year? Sorry, we've got off the mark.
They wouldn't have any spare space at Sacker for the AFL to put their decision. Anyway, time for a joke.
A joke?
A joke.
Okay, Rick. What?
Unfortunately,
yes.
Three young country footballers tragically killed in an accident. They get to the gates of heaven and St. Peter welcomes them. And he says, fellas, I just thought I'd let you know there's only one rule that applies in here. That is, you can't step on the pigeons. So they look at each other, say, okay. So in they go, and they could not believe it. There's pigeons absolutely everywhere. Lo and behold, you've guessed it, about 4 hours later, the first one of the kids steps on a pigeon. Out of nowhere, St. Peter appears with truly the ugliest looking female you've ever seen, chains her to this poor guy and says, that is the cost that you have to spend the rest of eternity with this woman. So, second day, you wouldn't believe it, young bloke steps on a pigeon. Up bobs St. Peter with the second ugliest woman you've ever seen. Chains her to him, says, that's the cost. That's what you got to spend eternity with her. Anyway, so the third guy, learning from the other mistakes, he is absolutely does not put a foot wrong. He's gone 3 months, all's well. All of a sudden, up bops St. Peter. He has got with him the most immaculate looking girl you have ever seen. Tall, slender, beautiful, trimmed, athletic body, straps her to the third bloke. And that's what you've got to spend eternity with. Anyway, so St. Peter disappears and the guy just cannot believe what's happened. And he looks at the girl and he says, what's going on here? I don't believe it. She said, I stepped on a pigeon yesterday.
We are over time, Rick, but I just quickly, I've forgotten to mention, I am off to a funeral today. Dave Horsley was a great bowler at Lindock Bowling Club, a total gentleman, Crockett, going to his funeral today. And I did forget to mention during the footy roundup, we lost an absolute icon on the Saturday night at their celebrations. Young Matty Nitschke played a bit of bowls with Matty. Had a chat to him that morning, and he's gone off to. And he, unfortunately, he was born with spina bifida and another disorder. Spent all his life in a wheelchair. He passed away at the celebrations. So hearts go out to the family Darf and Anne and Sammy. So it was a very sad day, as you know, in the celebrations, but he wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else, I'm sure.
Well, I was going to say, shocking sad news, but if you're going to, as it were, choose the occasion, he had black and yellow blood inside him.
Oh, he was running it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.